Hi, how's it going? No, I didn't go. I got caught up at home.
Hey, Millie, I found a buyer who's willing to buy the property for the price that we want.
Who?
Mr. Mamarian. He's the guy that Siavash knows.
Mehran, what if he plays around with us like that Farni guy?
No, he won't. Siavash says he's a decent guy.
And he hasn't even asked for a discount. He wants it for the same amount that Farni wanted to pay. He hasn't got a problem with it.
Okay. Well, tell him to come to Shokri's agency.
I've arranged a meeting with him at another real estate agency.
How come?
The guy's told Siavash that he'll only sign the contract in that real estate agency.
What difference does it make anyways? It's not like Mr. Shokri found the buyer for us.
We'll just go on to another place. It won't make a difference, huh?
Okay. What time did you say?
10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Just make sure you bring the deed with you.
Why should I bring the deed? No, let's meet him and talk to him and see what he wants first.
There's nothing to talk about, Mehdi. I told you, the guys agreed to buy it at that price.
Let's strike while the iron is hot, all right?
All right, fine. Text me the address.
Okay. Say hi to everyone for me.
Okay. See you.
See you.
Shut your mouth.
Was that Mehran?
Yes, Grandma. He said hello.
What a dear.
He's found a customer for the workshop, so I need to go and see him.
Thank God. Thank God. Your tea got cold.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Grandma.
Do you want a sugar cube?
No, thank you.
Grandma?
Yes.
When did Grandad start taking medication?
Around 5 or 6 years.
Shayesda, I'm off to work.
Come home early tonight so we can go to my parents' house.
I've got work to do. I can't. But I'll come pick you up.
Do you know how long it's been since you went there?
Darling, I've got work to do. I don't have time to sit around and have fun. They've cancelled Jalal's trade certificate and our goods are about to arrive. I'm really busy. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello? Where on earth are you? Why won't you answer your phone? Oh. Is that you, Mr. Kavari? I am so sorry. I mistook you for someone else. Yes, I'm at your service. I'm on my way to the office. Okay, if you say so. I'll be there tomorrow as well. All right, I'll see you there tomorrow then. I'll be waiting. You're welcome. I'll see you then. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Why did you come inside with your shoes on? What is it? Did you leave something behind?
Why won't you answer your phone?
Do I have to give you a reason for everything? I didn't feel like it. That's the good thing about cell phones. You can see the caller ID, and if you don't like the person, you don't answer it.
I told you this over the phone as well. There's no need for you to play games. If you want to break up with me, tell me and I'll leave.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Did the guy that came into the building have anything to do with this?
Every madman thinks all other men are mad.
Sahar, you better watch what you're doing. I'm not stupid enough to pay for your living expenses and let you do whatever you want. I'll come here and check up on you anytime I want. Have you got that?
Hi, Farhanak.
Hi.
Fahad just came here.
Yeah? What happened?
Nothing. He came and checked inside the bedrooms and left.
Didn't I tell you he'd come there? Now, if you had answered your phone, he'd be the one playing hard to get.
But what's the point of him coming here like that? If he comes here one more time yelling his head off like that, I'll be too embarrassed to look the neighbors in the eye.
Come on. He's the one who should be worried about that, not you. He's just bluffing. Just keep doing what you're doing until he learns his lesson.
Anyway, I think it's best that I don't go there today. I'm scared he might come back.
Oh, come on. Are you giving up that easily? Come on, get over here.
I really can't be bothered anymore.
Listening to me won't do you any harm. If I hadn't stopped you the other night, you would have chased after him. If you just wait a little longer, he'll be the one coming after you.
I don't know. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
So I'm assuming you've seen the property.
Yes, he has. Miran and I showed it to him yesterday.
Okay.
All right, the documents are ready. You just need to sign. Here you go, Mr. Farmand.
I'll give it to him.
And I've also written down the check numbers.
Okay. Thank you very much. The dates on these checks. Can I see the actual checks as well, please?
Yes, not a problem. Here you go.
Excuse me. What's this?
What's wrong?
Look at the dates on these checks. I'm sorry, but I told you before that I wanted to receive my payment today. This is a post-dated check.
Mr. Farhanak, these checks will be cleared in 10 days' time. Your payment will be ready for you by the time the inquiries are made and the notary office is booked.
It's got nothing to do with the notary office. We're talking about the contract we have to sign here. You've got the deed and the authorization letter. All the documents are there. There's no need for any inquiries here, please. You should know that it's common practice for the seller to receive 50% of his payment on the day when both sides sign the contract.
We need to make an inquiry at the tax office to see whether there's any tax owing on your property. What if I pay 50% and the property ends up having debts?
Look, I understand where you're coming from. Let's say my property has all of these problems. You'll still be holding on to the other 50%, won't you? And if the property has more than 50% of its value in taxation and insurance debt, it will be forfeited. I won't have permission to sell it. Come on, Miran, let's go.
Oh, gee. You should have told me that before I prepared the contract.
I'm really sorry, but I told you that I want my money today before you even pick up your pen.
Mr. Farhanak, look at the two checks. The date on the two main checks is in 10 days. He's not saying he won't pay you.
Siavash, I made a deal similar to this with someone else recently, and it was nothing but trouble for me. I won't be making the same mistake.
What do you suggest we do, Mr. Faramund? Do you want to sign the contract in 15 days? Mr. Faramund, we can go directly to the notary office. Then you can receive your check on the spot for that
day. What are you talking about? I've got people I owe money to who keep pressuring me to give them their money back. I need money right now. Sorry, Mr. Meramarian, but what if you change your mind about buying the property in 10 days' time? I run the risk of losing other interested buyers.
Mr. Faramund, people usually don't have a problem with a check being dated 5 or 10 days after. It's not a small figure. It'll take around a week for me to gather all the money together.
I totally respect your opinion, but really, I can't make a deal like this. I'm sorry. I can only accept a check for today. The workshop's got a customer who can make an upfront payment. Excuse me. I'll be taking these if you don't mind.
Sure.
Excuse me.
Wait here a moment. I'll go talk to him. Mary, wait up. Who do you have in mind that will make an upfront payment?
I told you, the guy that Dad found.
Well, this customer's willing to pay us 100 million tomas more than him.
So what? His check is written for 10 days later.
It doesn't matter. 100 million tomas is a lot, you know. It can make a big difference,
what
man.
Am I going to do if after 10 days his check gets bounced like Mr. Farney's check?
We'll be careful about how we write up the contract. We'll state that he's got to compensate us with 500,000 tomas for each day he's late. How's that?
Mr. Farney wants his money. What am I going to do?
So what if he wants his money? He caused us all that loss. But did we say anything? Look, man, we took a loss in the first deal we made. Let's not take a loss of 100 million tomans this time. Besides, when it comes to buying properties, a check that's written for 5 or 10 days' time is considered an upfront payment. Anyway, is the customer ready to pay the full amount?
He said he'd pay the entire amount on the day we make the agreement.
Let's say that's true. Don't you think it's worth to wait 10 or 15 days to receive an extra 100 million tomans? It's 100 million we're talking about here. Let's go back and we'll make him compensate for any day that he's late. We'll be careful about what we write in the contract,
I'll
you know?
Claim compensation for
we'll
it, then.
Write about the compensation and claim if we need to.
Okay, sure.
Excuse me.
Goodbye.
Well, we've talked it through and decided that we'll need to receive 500,000 tomans in compensation for every day the check payment is delayed by. Please write that down in the contract for us.
What's the compensation for?
Mr. Memarian, I'm really sorry, but I just can't keep accepting checks from people and then run after the customer asking for him to clear his checks. I'm really sorry, I can't.
Well, what if there's money owing on your property?
We'll compensate you for it.
That's fine. Write down whatever they want in the contract. Excuse me, gentlemen. Just wait one moment. I'll be back soon.
What are you doing? That's not what we agreed
on. I'll take care of the compensation.
What do you take me for? I'm the one who's going to be signing the contract. I'm the one who's going to be drawing the checks. What's it got to do with you?
Mr. Memorian, didn't I give you a signed blank check? Oh, come on, man. I convince you. He says one thing. I convince him. You say another thing. I swear to God, it won't even get to that stage. And Mehdi's not the type of person who'll ask for compensation. Even if he decides to claim it, Miran will talk him out of it. The worst thing that could possibly happen is we would just have to pay it out from the loan that we get.
You just live your life on assumptions, don't you?
Even if we can't get the loan by then, you can write down the figure on my check and claim it. What are you worried about, Mr. Memorian?
Tell Mrs. Tahiri so she doesn't get offended.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me.
Where's Lamane? I said, where's Samane?
She didn't come in today.
Why not?
I don't know. You can call her and ask her yourself. He's so rude. Yes, hello, sir. My customer ID's 130 and I want a taxi. Can they come in 10 or 15 minutes? All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Well, thank God for that. It all worked out.
Yeah, man, it took me forever to get the deed from Mehdi. I just hope that Mr. Mamarian returns the deed to us soon, you know?
Don't worry about it, man. Didn't you see how he told Saeed he'll get things done in 3 or 4 days?
Oh, by the way, tell Saeed to take care of the inquiries over the next few days, the inquiries about the deed.
Inquiries? Why should he make inquiries?
He has to show Mehdi the inquiry papers, otherwise he'll get suspicious and we'll be in trouble.
Oh, I see. So that's why he kept a copy of the deed. Saeed's a smart kid, you know. He got a receipt from Mr. Mamarian when he gave him the deed.
Oh, hey, give me the receipt, please.
Here you go.
Hello?
Mehran, where are you?
Hold on, wait one moment. I'm just driving. Okay, what's wrong?
Are you able to come and pick me up?
From where?
My workplace.
When do you want me to come?
Come now. When will you get here?
In like 10 or 20 minutes. Hey, is something wrong?
No, I just want to go home.
All right, I'll call you when I get close so you can come down then.
Okay, thanks a lot.
This better be the last time. See you later.
Okay, see you soon.
All right. Sivash, I'm sorry, man. I gotta go pick my sister up.
No, that's okay, man. Just drop me off at that intersection there. Thanks, man.
You weren't too far, were you?
It's not important. Did something happen?
No, I need to get home quickly so I can change my clothes. My boss has invited us all for dinner at a restaurant. I thought I'd be late if I went home myself.
Oh, wow. What's the occasion?
His daughter's come to Iran and he wants to introduce her to us.
Who else is invited?
Mr. Fakre, Miss Tahiri, a couple of other managers who I haven't met, and me and your sister as well.
Is Samane coming?
No, but I'm sure I'll be running the place soon.
Well done.
I'm running late. Can you hurry up?
We'll be there in 5 minutes.
Where are you off to all alone? It's midnight.
Mum, it's not midnight. It's 7 o'clock.
Excuse me, but it's 8.
Okay, 8. I'm not going there alone. I'll be with guys from work.
Well, I don't know what your colleagues are like.
You know what the guys from university are like. Just imagine I've gone to university. Stop worrying.
Your father will be home soon. Why don't you wait for him to get here? Let him take you there.
What? I'm not a kid, Mum. Don't worry so much. The company driver will be picking me up.
What for?
I told you already. Mr. Rui said I might get lost because I don't know where the restaurant is. That's why he sent the driver to come and pick me up. Oh, wow. It's so nice to walk freely in and out of this room.
Where did that handbag come from?
One of my friends gave this to me as a present. Mum, have you got a long necklace I can wear over my coat?
No, honey.
See you later.
See you later. Take care, darling.
Samane! inside. Why are you acting like this?
I don't want to go in there, Mum. Go tell him I'm not feeling well. I want him to realize he's made a mistake.
Oh, for the love of God. He hasn't killed anyone. Why are you acting like this?
If I don't tell him now, he'll come to my workplace again and embarrass me.
He won't. I've told you before. Whenever you see him acting sensitive about something, try to compromise. Let's go in before your dad gets home. Come on, let's go.
You just keep repeating yourself, don't you?
Samane, don't go in there frowning at him. Go pour him a cup of tea. Go on. Smile. Oh, boy.
Hi there. What's up? Did I do something?
No, you never do anything.
I should be upset. And yet, here you are ignoring me. Are you trying to make me the bad guy now?
What do you mean?
Why didn't you tell me you weren't going to work today?
Because I wasn't planning on going to work. But the way you embarrassed me last night, I couldn't face anyone there.
What did I do wrong?
Hey, Ismail. Stay with us for dinner, okay, darling?
Sure.
Samane, pour him a cup of tea, honey.
Listen. If it's about that girl, then everything I told you about her is correct. I don't want you to hang around with her.
Well, I don't like a lot of things about you, but I put up with it.
Well, then don't, honey. Don't put up with any of it. Tell me who you don't like and I won't be friends with them anymore, even if it's my own mother.
I don't like the things you do, Ismail. You come to my workplace and act all rude in front of my boss, Mrs. Tahiri. I find it really insulting.
Oh, give me a break. I act rudely? What did I do that was so rude? You show me that old guy and tell me that's my boss. I come to your workplace and find a whole different story. Psh.
What story is that? Tell me, I want to know.
That girl. Why did she agree to fill in for you? I'll tell you. It's because she's hiding something. I went to your workplace today, but you weren't there. She came down after I left. She kept looking this way and that way. She couldn't see me, though, but I was watching her. I saw this pride car coming towards her. The guy in it was flashing his lights at her. She gets in the car with him and off she goes. The car was the color of your clothes, a greenish-gray color. She got in and off they went.
Look, that was her brother. Did you happen to see anything else?
Her brother? Yeah, I'm an idiot, am I? It was her brother. Samane! Samane, wait! I want to talk to you! Samane!
Where are you going, dear? Where's Samane?
I'm sorry, Mom, but something came up. I gotta go.
Wait! Kasim will be home soon.
Say hi to him for me. Goodbye.
Samane? Oh, Samane!
It's 9:30 and she's still not home.
She used to come home later than that before.
She used to go to university then. I'd know where she was.
Where is she now?
She's gone to dinner at a restaurant with her co-workers.
Her co-workers? Do you know them?
How should I know them? I don't think she even knows them properly.
How long has she even worked there? Why did you let her go, Akram?
What was I supposed to tell her? She keeps telling me that I'm not a kid. Don't bother to call her. I called her 10 times and she won't answer her phone.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
She just told me something really quickly and left, that's all.
Don't say anything to her. I'll talk to her myself.
All right. It's Mehdi. What a surprise. His wife finally gave him permission to come and see us.
Hello.
Hello, son. Come in.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? Hi, Mom.
Hello. What brings you here?
I was busy moving. I'm really sorry. Parastu didn't know that I was coming here. If she knew, she would have come with me. I don't know what we've been doing through these past few days with all the moving we've done.
Fine, don't come. It doesn't matter. But at least you can give me a call so I know my son is thinking about me.
Yes, you're right. I totally agree. I should have called you. I apologize. I'm sorry.
All right, go and sit down. I'll pour you a cup of tea.
Thank you very much. What's up, Dad?
Nothing much. What's new with you?
Nothing. I didn't even have time to go to the workshop today yet.
You've got a lot on your hands, son.
Thank you very much. Don't mean to trouble you with
That's all right. Whereabouts is your new place?
Oh, it's not too far. It's pretty close by.
Is it an apartment?
No, really. It's two small rooms. Once I sell the workshop and I get some money in my hands, I'll buy a small place for work first, and then I'll buy you guys a small house.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Where are the others?
They haven't come home yet.
Oh, that's them.
I'll get it.
Mehdi, tell Manoush not to come home this late at night. The neighbours don't know us here. They'll start rumours about her.
It's still early in the evening, Mom. And Manoush isn't a kid.
How is it early? I want you to tell her so she knows we're watching
Dad.
Out for her.
Hello,
it's
honey.
It's not nice for me to tell her off while Dad's in the house.
Hello, hello. Oh, hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. Where's Paris too?
Oh, she didn't know I was coming here. She's at home.
Where?
Home.
Mehdi's found a place to rent.
Oh, it's a temporary place for now.
Oh, thank goodness for that. We finally have a place to visit. Because you know we don't have any sort of relationship with any of our relatives.
What are you worried about? You've got plenty of places to go to.
No, Mum. Family's something else. Families might betray one another, but...
Oh, they'll never...
Kill each other. That's right.
All right. Well, I better get going then.
But you just got
Come on,
here.
You just got here.
No, I need to go and arrange the furniture in our new home. I've told Parastu not to touch anything with the condition that she's in, you know.
Is she okay, son?
Yeah, she's fine, but she shouldn't do any heavy lifting or anything like that.
Do you want me to come and help
no,
you?
No, no, I need to go and check up on the workshop first, and then I'll go home from there. Our place is such a mess right now, we don't even know what we should be doing.
Well, anyway, I'll be free tomorrow after I come home from university, and you can come and pick me up and take me there
sure
if you
thing.
Want.
Sure thing, sure. Have a good night.
I'll see you later.
See you. Oh, there's no need to go with me.
I'll go
I do
down
know
the
way.
With you.
Where are you going?
I'm going out for some fresh air. Please excuse me.
Of course, go ahead. Take care of yourself, my darling.
Okay, I will. See you.
See you.
Tell me, darling. Who was that with you?
Oh, jeepers, Mum. I already told you it was a company driver. Come on.
Show some consideration towards your brother. It's not nice for him to come here and not see you home at this time of night.
It's still early, and besides, what does my brother have to do with me? I'm not supposed to go anywhere just so my brother doesn't get upset. Am I the only one who isn't allowed to have a life here?
Don't let your brother stand up to you. He didn't say anything this time. But next time, he'll ask me, and I'll tell him you won't listen to anything that I say.
Well, tell him. So everyone listens to you except me. Everyone else goes wherever they want. Why should I be any different?
Listen, you can go wherever you want to once you get married.
Maybe I don't want to get married. Don't I have the right to enjoy life? Mehran isn't married. He goes anywhere he wants to.
You mean you don't know the difference between a man and a woman?
Not the difference you're talking about. No, I don't get it. Oh, goodness, please just let me finish my studies soon so I can move out of this place.
All right, fine. You go and do whatever you want to do. Don't say that I didn't warn you when you get yourself into trouble.
I won't say anything. I won't say anything, okay?
You made the right decision, son. By staying there, you'll be saving your money and you'll be keeping them company. Your grandfather was probably really happy.
They were right? all happy. Granddad sat down and talked to me for a while. And Aunt Homer really misses you, you know that.
I'll come there, son. Once we get the workshop sorted out, I'll come visit. I'm just not ready right now. It probably was my fault, too. I shouldn't have held a grudge like that for all this time.
Granddad doesn't blame you, though.
I know. My father distanced himself from me so he could prevent my marriage from falling apart. I didn't want to force your mother to live with my parents. Anything that's forced upon you never lasts very long.
Oh, dear. What's Mom going to do when she finds out that we've moved into their house? She'll cause a scene. She'll probably think that Parastu made me go there or something.
Don't worry about those things. I'll talk to her myself. You know what your mother's like. She'll make a big deal out of it when she first hears it, but she'll calm down afterwards. All right? You should get going, son.
So we won't be telling her anything yet?
I'll tell her myself when the time is right. She's going to find out anyway. She'll come to see your baby.
I don't know. Okay, well,
take
goodbye.
Care.
Go inside, Dad. Good night.
Good night. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Didn't he tell you where he's living now?
How come?
Didn't you see it? I asked him twice, but he didn't answer me.
I'll take you whenever you decide to go see him.
Did he go to his in-law's house? Then how do you know where it is?
Well, I'll ask him and take you there.
Tell me the truth, Mohsen. He's gone there, hasn't he? If that's where he's gone, then I'll never mention his name again.
Why is that?
I already told him. He can go and live wherever he wants, except his mother-in-law's house. Because she'll come up to us and she'll say, "Oh, I thought you said your son had this, and he had that, didn't you? But what happened to him now? He doesn't even have a home to live in."
Mehdi hasn't got any money. He cannot pay rent.
So she's gone there, then?
No. How many times do I have to say it? No.
So what are you saying, then? Mohsen. Is he staying there? Okay, fine. Don't answer. It's not a problem. I'll call his mother-in-law's house right now, and then we'll know for sure. The moon never stays hidden.
You're going to call them at this time of night? Put the phone down, Akram. He's not staying there. He's gone to stay with my parents.
Where?
Dad's house in Moniria. He's letting them stay there. What's wrong? Didn't you just say he can go anywhere he wants except his mother-in-law's?
How could Mehdi do something like that?
I told you he hasn't got any money. He's got no choice.
Has he really forgotten how Soraya treated him?
What's it got to do with Soraya? She is no longer there. Stop upsetting yourself, Akram. I hope that all that hatred will go away after all these years.
All right, fine. Let him go there, then. Anyone who wants can go there, but I'll never forget how my child got slapped in the face. All the trouble we went through and all the nasty remarks they made about me and my family.
Who said anything bad about your family?
Don't you remember the nonsense Sarai used to tell our kids? Your mother would hear her, and she could see that I wouldn't say anything, not a word. She wouldn't say a word either. I had to always keep a close eye on my children so they wouldn't get beaten over nothing. For example, Mehdi, who's forgotten about everything. Poor thing, he wasn't even allowed to set foot outside in the yard.
Akram, let's forget about the past, shall we? My dad's not well. I'm worried that something might happen to him, and I will regret it.
What's the matter with your dad?
Mehdi says he's taking medication.
Oh, come on. He's an old man. Of course he'd be taking medication.
He's taking antidepressants. Huh? What do you say we go pay them a visit? They're old now. I'm sure they've realized the mistakes they made in the past. We haven't seen them in 15 years. It's enough already.
I'm not coming. You go if you want. I've got nothing to do with them. I was always kind towards them. But they didn't like me. They were the ones who threw me out of that house. They always used to come and see you at the workshop. You can go and see them if you want. But I won't be coming.
Hello.
Hi.
What is it?
The landlord called me and said you haven't paid him the rent.
Why should I have to pay him rent?
Because you're the one who always puts it in his account.
If I'm the one who pays him rent, then why did he call you?
Huh?
Hello?
He called you, but you didn't answer your phone, so he called me.
You mean I'm supposed to pay for your rent?
What are all these questions for, Hud?
Have you made up your mind, Zara? I told you before. I'm not an idiot, okay?
You expect me to pay for your rent and your living expenses
and stay out of your life. Huh?
Well, I told you I can't sit at home waiting around for you, can I?
You've told me that nonsense before. So it's over then. We've got nothing to talk about.
Oh, God.
Here you go.
Not for me, thank you.
Have some tea?
I don't want any tea either, thank you.
Okay.
Should we go?
Okay, let me tell the boss. May I come in?
Yes, come in.
Miss Faramont.
Hello.
Hello. You said you weren't coming here today.
I wasn't planning on coming. I came here because I'm about to go somewhere with Miss Yasseri.
That's great. Well, let me give you this now that you're here.
Okay.
You'll be here in the morning tomorrow.
Yes, I don't have any classes tomorrow morning, so I'll be here.
See you then.
Okay.
Manoush, the boss wants to see you.
Does he know I'm here?
I don't know. I think he heard you.
Shall we go?
Let's go.
See you tomorrow.
Why did the boss want to see you?
Did you know that Mr. Rui's daughter Yasaman used to like Farka before?
How did you know? Did Fakir tell you?
Never mind, I'm not supposed to give away the source of information, but it is a reliable source.
So you mean the boss was against it?
Who, Mr. Rui? No, he's got nothing against it. The girl had told Farkra that she wanted to go overseas, and Farkra didn't want to go, so they had an argument, then she left.
Uh-huh.
You know that picture on Mr. Rui's desk? That's an old picture of his daughter. You want me to show you the recent picture of her?
Where did you get it from?
Never mind.
Show me. Wow, she's really pretty. She looks much better
in
this picture.
Everyone looks good in photographs.
No, come on, Manoush. Look how pretty she is.
It's been photoshopped, Samaneh. Look at her cheeks. See that?
Show me.
She looks nice. It's obvious. She's a rich girl. Can't you see that?
Let me zoom in. Wow. She really is attractive.
See that?
I really like her.
She looks good here, don't you think?
Where did you get these from?
Ah!
Why won't you leave us alone? How many times do I need to tell you? Leave us alone! She asked you to cover for her in her workplace, but you just won't stop coming here, will you? Get lost! We are so sick and tired of you! Get lost! I said get going!
Manoush, come back! Wait, Manoush!
Samane! Let her go! What was she showing you in that phone?
Leave me alone! Go away!
I said, what was she showing you in that phone?
Leave me alone! I'll scream!
Why are you bothering her?
It's none of your business. Get lost!
Calm down, sir.
Oh, sir,
calm
down. Please don't worry.
Lost!
Summon her, wait. I need to talk to you.
I have nothing to say to you. Look at what you've done to her phone. It won't even turn on anymore.
Don't worry about it. I'll buy her a new phone.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Ismail. Leave me alone. I want to be alone.
Summon her, wait. I want to talk to you. Samane! Samane! Listen, I got angry. I wasn't thinking properly. I'll call her. I'll call her and apologize. I will.
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخ چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیمیشه آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی